Now that will ruin any mule in the world. So they'll all get to where they'll just balk and won't do anything right. And I said, you're fired. Nobody's going to whip my mules. Mm. Well, that is one of them great old long whips that they twisted together some way or plaited or something. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how Grandpa used to get you to go to school when you didn't want to go.
You mean when I went to the elementary school at the Y?
I guess.
I always wanted to go to school. They didn't have enough money, I suppose. My father was nearly always one of the directors there in school. And so, but I guess they didn't have enough money that summer to pay for it out of the public funds. So we had what they called a
tuition or something?
Anyhow, we paid tuition. That's not the right name for it. But every child that went paid so much a month. And this man that was teaching this school, it wasn't a free school. That's what they called when they had had the money to run them. And then this was anyhow, where you had to pay your own tuition to get to go. Mm-hmm. And my sister, that was not quite 2 years older than me, she was old enough to go to school, but she was scared to walk that, and it wasn't all that far. Not over half a mile, it's that far, and quarter mile we cut across the field. So my grandfather, Bell, would walk with her to school every morning and go back and meet her in the afternoon. And they got a scare out about, they called them mad dogs in those days, hydrophobia, mm-hmm. going around among the dogs. And so she really didn't want to go by herself. And my grandfather was getting tired of, he was old, and getting tired of doing that little chore night and morning. So I'd been saying, when I get 5 years old, when my birthday comes, I'm going to start to school. That was a legal limit age then in those days. And so one morning I got up to leave Grandpa of that chore of going with my sister Bertha. Why, Papa told me, she said, Mildred, this is your birthday. I just run around there and got ready to go to school and just tickled to death, you know. Because I'd said, I'm going to start school when I'm 5 years old. And, of course, the teacher didn't care. I even said he brought babies almost, because the more he got, the more money he made.
Is that right?
Yes, because see, more students he had, or more children he had, well, the more money he made, because as I said, it was so much a month for each one. Mm-hmm. And